Ben. The next item on the agenda is Dwayne Heitkemper, 07-1300. Mr. Owen.
Commissioner, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I think I'd have to tell you that I think I see a few more gray hairs up there from that I recall this time last year.
I would bet on it.
Again.
Any other observations you care to make?
I think I'll go ahead and leave it at
Mr.
that.
Mr. Grab. Please proceed.
Dwayne Heitkemper is requesting after-the-fact authorization to retain a 567-square-foot flat-roof boathouse with 6-foot-tall sidewalls, plywood siding, and authorization to construct an elevated deck with timber stair access at his property on the thoroughfare in York County. Project is protested by the adjoining property owner and nearby residents. Project's in Yorktown on the thoroughfare, which is the waterway that cuts in behind the Goodwin Islands at the mouth of the York River. I've included the, I've noted the Coleman Bridge as a point of reference. Close up of that same map, the showing the project location, the shoreline in this area is residential. Mr. Heitkemper's property is situated 0.3 miles south of the confluence of the thoroughfare with the York River. York River's out here. Of course, the thoroughfare cuts through here. In 1994, the previous property owner applied for and constructed a pier and a boathouse under VMRC permit. It was a 195-foot-long pier, which is photographed here, with a 588-square-foot open-sided A-framed roof boathouse, which is shown here prior to Ernesto damaging it. The that same property owner apparently also constructed this lower-level enclosure, which went undiscovered until the current violation. In August of 04, the Heitkempers purchased the property, and on September 1 of 06, Ernesto hit the Virginia coastline, damaging both Mr. Heitkemper's boat, which is photographed here, as well as the roof, essentially floating the vessel out of its lift and up into the roof. They pursued the repairs of that roof, obtained a building permit from York County on April the 2nd, but the building permit authorized repairs to the A-frame roof only and specifically noted that it must be replaced with exact replacement. Well, after they tore the A-frame roof off, which was damaged beyond repair, they decided that they wanted to pursue a flat roof design with an elevated deck. Their contractor, Mr. Gary Caracol, went down to the county and said, well, what do we need to do to change from a flat roof to a flat roof? And they said, well, you need to submit revised drawings and get a modified building permit. Well, they never did that, and they proceeded with the construction anyway, which is photographed here. This photograph was taken by a local marine contractor who was working next door. What they essentially did was frame walls on top of the existing support piles and then started siding it and then added the flat roof, at which point they were stopped by the county. We got a phone call on April the 26th advising of the unauthorized construction. I met on site with the Heitkempers and their contractor. Advised them that they did not have permission to proceed, you know, with this type of construction. They agreed to stop work. We served them with a sworn complaint notice to comply. It was dated May 2nd. Just some additional ground shots showing you what has been constructed on site. Close up of the plywood siding, which was ultimately to be covered with vinyl siding. Shot looking up inside the structure, you'll note the framed walls. And importantly, you know, they banded this framed wall to the top of the existing pylons. The pylons do not go up into the 6-foot wall.
Say they banded?
Banded, bolted, I'm not sure what the proper term is. They basically, it's all secured right here in that top 1 foot of the piling, you know, with bolts. The contractor is here to explain further. We did get the after-the-fact application on May 31st. This is the drawing showing you the existing plywood siding, the flat roof that has been constructed, and the request for the timber stairs and the handrails, which would also to use the roof as a as an elevated deck. In his cross section, he's showing you that the previous A-frame roof had an inadequate height clearance, and you know, for the boat that he had in there, and that with the design he's pursuing, it gives him an additional 6 foot of clearance to raise the boat above the storm tide elevations. The project is protested by the adjacent downstream property owner, which is this pier here, by 5 additional waterfront property owners in this area, by a local marine contractor, Mr. Robert Holloway, and by a recreational fisherman from the city of Hampton, Mr. G.L. Brundage. The protestants characterize the structure as an obtrusive eyesore, referring to it as a large vinyl box that is not consistent with the pier and boathouses built in the Dandy area of York County. They also question the structural integrity of the repair and are concerned that it's going to shear off during the next storm event and wind up washing down into their piers and property and damaging such. Kath, if I can get the lights. I'm just going to leave this slide up to show you the A-frame roof prior to the damage that was authorized by a BMRC permit, and then the two photographs in the bottom would show you what has been constructed on site. In summary, the project as constructed did not qualify under Governor Kane's Executive Order 34. That order only authorized repairs to the original footprint and design of previously authorized and serviceable structures. As I've noted, the BMRC permit only that pre-existed only authorized the A-frame structure. They additionally failed to submit the abbreviated BMRC application as required by the executive order to obtain written commission authorization to repair structures damaged by Ernesto. The contractor further advised staff that he had limited experience as a marine contractor and that he failed to provide York County with revised drawings to pursue the flat roof design. We also questioned the structural integrity of the structure. We would not have a recommended approval of a framed wall bolted or banded to the top of existing pilings. We also would not have supported a request for the partially sided design or the elevated deck. In light of the foregoing, staff cannot support the request for after-the-fact authorization and recommends denial and commission direction that the height campers remove the unauthorized framed walls, plywood siding, lower level enclosure and flat roof by no later than August 30th of this year. We would support the reconstruction of the A-frame roof to its original permitted dimensions and would not object to the installation of longer support pilings to elevate the roof to provide the additional clearance necessary for the height camper's existing boat. Any questions?
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That set of as-built drawings, did that depict a handrail going across the perimeter of it?
The plan was to also use the top decking as an elevated deck, you know, to use the roof as a deck, and so the handrails would go around it, yes. Thank you.
Further questions? Thank you, Randy. Mm-hmm. The applicant here are represented.
Yes.
Come forward. Good morning.
Good morning.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
You state your name, please.
Dwayne Heitkemper, property owner.
Good morning, sir.
Morning, gentlemen. We all know that Ernesto exceeded the weather forecast expectations. In my case, it had damaged the boathouse, like Randy alluded to. To a fact, to get the boat lift working again, the entire roof had to be removed. The idea was to come up with something that would not cause this to happen again. So, in staff's recommendations, one of the things they suggested was putting the original structure back in place. The insurance company has a question with that because the same thing could happen again. As a matter of fact, I was informed by my insurance company that my deductibles had increased 100%. And if I was a new policy owner applying for coverage with them, they would not insure me. The second part was to take a look and to come up with an idea to allow the boat to lift more out of the water. The idea came from a pre-existing flat roof boat, same design, just a few lots down from my property that's already standing. being a veteran of three nor'easter storms, I'm very aware of what the Chesapeake Bay can throw up in my yard because my yard's a magnet for debris. I have picked up numerous stuff from other people's properties in my yard, discarded them. It's just a fact of living on the water. The staff's recommendations of putting the pre-existing structure back in place is a concern with the insurance company. Increasing the pilings would obstruct views. So the design that's in place now is going into the original footprint. When I explained all this in the phone conversation right after this had with Tracy West of the VMRC, she stated to me that if you're making repairs, you do not need a permit. And that's how I proceeded on this. Concerning the construction, structurally sound, I'm going to refer that to my contractor.
Mr. Heidkamper?
Yes, sir.
You made reference to Ms. West, the conversation you had with Ms. West pertaining to repairs.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, how do you reconcile that with the fact that your contractor went down to the county, asked the question of county staff pertaining to what is allowed, what's not allowed, and then when they went back, they asked the question again and were told that a modification would require additional drawings and none were submitted. That the fact that repairs are being made versus that conflict don't quite add up.
In my discussions with Tracy, when I explained the situation to her, she said, if you're making repairs, you do not need a permit. That's what she told me in a phone call.
When did that phone call, occur after you went down to the county or your contractor went down to the county twice or before?
That actually, my conversation with her happened months before the contractor was going to your county.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions on Mr. Heidkamper? Mr. Schick.
So when your contractor decided to, instead of repair, to rebuild and build something different new, why didn't you call VMRC and ask?
Because he's going to explain that to you in just a second as well, too.
Yeah, well, you realize you are responsible, not him, for permitting on your own property.
Well, when I called the VMRC and explained the situation to Tracy, she said, if you're making repairs, you don't need a permit. I'm going on what I
do. If you're not making repairs and you're constructing, you do need a permit.
Do you got it against her?
Yeah. That means if you're not making repairs, you're doing new construction, you do need a permit.
Well, this is repairing what was there under an old permit, sir, from 94. Exactly in the same footprint, exactly the same height. It's just repairing it better so this situation doesn't happen again. And that happening again is a concern of State Farm Insurance.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Contractor here? Good morning. You raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
You state your name and who you represent.
Gary Karakoff. I'm owner of Karakoff General Construction.
Want to tell us?
Well,
happened?
The way things just went down, I do insurance work. That's all I do. Second generation is all I know. I've been doing this since I was 6 years old. I met with the Heidkampers through State Farm. I am on their PSP program, mm-hmm. and have worked with them since, long time.
Where are you located, sir? Where's your business?
Business is out of New Kent County.
Okay.
But we work all over the state for State Farm. We do their problem jobs, bottom log on a log home. Wherever the problem is, we go take care of that problem.
Mm-hmm.
This was a problem because if this was to happen again, the boathouse come off again, they would be uninsurable. They would have to go with a high-risk company, and then you're going tens of $12,000 a year because it's happened so many times. So, you know, reason being, I got into the picture. They called me. They asked me to handle it. I came down. I met with them. We discussed what we were going to do. We turned the plans into the county. They said that they called VMRC. I honestly didn't believe them when they told me.
Who's them?
Mr. and Mrs. Heidkamper, that VMRC said we didn't need any, because, I mean, I knew y'all are tough. And
well, we try to be fair, but
well,
we've got a job.
You are fair, but I'm sorry, you're great, you're tough with the regulations. Things are done correctly. When I left that meeting with them, I called down there, too, and I talked to the same lady, Ms. Brown, and she said, as long as we're not changing the footprints, and I asked her if she could go into depth and tell me exactly what the footprint would be. She said the actual poles. If we don't touch the poles, we don't move them, pull them, set them any deeper, she says this VMRC has no obligation whatsoever into this. I went off of that phone call. I do apologize. I should have known better. This whole thing is, you know, it was fast-paced. I was busy. And that's no excuse. I do understand that. But I turned the plans into the county. At the last minute, we decided that was going to be unusable. What could we do? We designed this. I went and talked to the county. They said that they didn't have a problem with it. Get us the plans. At that point, I was trying to get this thing done for before summer. I was told there wasn't going to be a problem by the county. We started. We got this far, which wasn't very many days. When the day that I went to go turn the plans in, the modified plans, is when I got the call from VMRC, and the county told me that we had to stop. We, you know, again, we've been in business for over 30-some years. I've been in control of the company for, and my dad still, to this day, you know, comes in and helps. But we've zero marks, Better Business Bureau. I mean, we've always done the right thing. Always done the right thing. And this would be the first time we're ever in the bad area playing around. And, and I told the Hike Kempers, to the end of this thing, you know, I'm going to see it through, no matter what it takes.
What you said that Tracy said versus what you were told at the county, they don't add up. Tracy said, according to your statement, Ms. West did, that as long as you're making repairs, not moving the footprint, it's okay.
Yes, sir.
Yet the county, written specifically on the building permit, said replacement only as it was.
Yes, sir.
As a contractor, didn't you note that there was a conflict between those two?
I went back to the county, yes, sir.
Okay.
And spoke with them. Like I said, after you know, before this was even started, I went back to the county, and they told me that, you know, looks like there's not going to be a problem. Get us the plans. And I said, okay. That day, I told the guys to go ahead and start building. My mistake. I just got, you know, the cart in front of the horse. And, you know, when I was told there wasn't going to be a problem, you know, I wasn't misled. But I just, I should have waited. But, you know, the Hike Kempers were eager. I was eager to get this project.
Did the Hike Kempers at any point tell you just go ahead without the permit?
No, sir. No, sir.
Okay.
That was my own doings, and I take responsibility for that.
All right. Any questions from the commission? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here in support of this project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? Mr. Holloway. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Right hand. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you. State your name and who you represent, please.
Robert Holloway. I represent the neighbors, Parkinson's.
Okay.
I don't really have anything to add. Y'all read the letter. I'll submit it. You've seen the pictures. I'm basically here to answer any questions you have.
Some reference has been made to the actual construction of the project.
Mm-hmm.
What is your occupation?
I'm a marine contractor.
Would you care to comment on the actual construction of the project from a safety perspective or from a
engineer
perspective?
May I give you this picture?
For sure. Thank you.
That's a boathouse we built in Wormley Creek about 12 or 15 years ago, which is, except for the fact it has an A roof, it's pretty much the same boathouse as Mr. Heitkemper is attempting to build here. If you note the piles in that boathouse, there's 10 of them, 5 on each side. They're 50 feet long, they're 16 inches in diameter, and they're driven 30 feet in the bottom, 25 feet in the bottom, sorry. They were driven by a large rig. We couldn't drive them. Charlie Duke, if any of y'all remember him, he drove them for me. He was a marine contractor back then. That was engineered by a structural engineer for the applicant, and it's in a protected cove. It's still there today. This boathouse faces northeast. It faces right up to Chesapeake Bay. If we get a wind in here, a true hurricane, which Isabel wasn't a hurricane when it got here. It was just a big wind. If we get a true hurricane, that boathouse is coming apart. It's coming apart, and that debris is going to go everywhere. We've all seen the TV programs on the Discovery Channel of what wood looks like when it's flying through 125 mile an hour wind. My client's house is right above this pier, as are other houses, which I think you've got letters from,
yeah,
who are concerned about the same thing. This pier, this boathouse is built right on top of the beams where the old A-frame was. There's nothing structurally to keep it from shearing off. Nothing at all. It's not going to stay there. It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when.
Any questions of Mr. Holloway? Thank you, Mr. Holloway.
Thank you, sir.
Anyone else in opposition to the project? Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Schick.
Yeah, we've got a problem here where you got 10 pounds of groceries in a 2-pound bag. The bag needs to be made over, not taped up taller. I guess we need to take a look at that photograph and see if that other one was permitted with that he provided that had a railing and a deck on top too. I mean, you know, the deck on top is obviously what was needed here. So my recommendation is we go with staff's permit. If he needs a bigger boathouse, then he needs to drive new pilings and make a bigger boathouse and get a permit. And that's the way it's done.
Is that a motion?
Yes, it is.
Your motion was to some, I understand, to accept staff recommendations. Yeah.
I'll second that motion, Mr. Chairman, but I'd like to say a couple of things as well. I think the motion should include a requirement of plan view drawings that are acceptable to staff prior to construction. And I think staff has put forward a very reasonable proposal in the event that the owner feels they need to raise the height of the roof. If they need to raise the height of the roof within reason, then they can do that subject to, I think, staff approval of their plan view drawings, but it should be an A-frame roof. What this thing has morphed into over time is a non-water dependent structure, and I think that's the rub. The other rub being you have a vertical surface that's basically a partially enclosed boathouse now that would go to pieces in a hurricane and contribute to debris and pollution and so forth. So I would second the motion, provided that the applicant is required to submit plan view drawings acceptable to staff prior to construction.
Mr. Schick, that's acceptable to you?
That's acceptable, and also to include the removal of the lower portion of the...
Right, that's part of staff.
And I think that was part in there.
Thank you.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins, motion made by Mr. Schick, seconded by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion?
I just have an observation.
Yes, Mr. Fox.
No roof whatsoever would solve the problem of the boat floating up.
Very astute observation. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Next item on the agenda is Dr. David Bijou, Project 03-2108. Mr. Stagg.